Hello.
Hello, my name is Shakita. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I'm returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person requesting this call?
That was me.
Yes, how may I help you?
I was trying to see about what it takes me to get a claim started. I tried to do it online, but it told me I got to call in.
Okay, give me one moment, sir.
Okay.
May I have your social security number, please?
589-459-486.
Can you verify your first and last name?
Adam Smith,
Your date of birth?
August 14th, 1994.
Your mother's maiden name?
Williams.
And your driver's license or state ID number?
This is state ID, and it is I-0-1-9-3-8-4-5.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what's the highest grade in school?
Well.
And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment start deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefit card will take additional 5 to 7 business days to be delivered to you after you approve for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
And who are you banking with?
Current.
Is a bank you can walk into?
No. Online.
You said no, it's not a bank you can walk into?
No, it's not what you're going to. It's an online bank.
Okay, it has to be a traditional bank that you can walk in.
Oh, I
You say you want what now?
said I haven't had one of those in years.
Okay, so you want to do the prepaid card?
Yes.
Any good contact phone number?
Yes, 334-235-1034.
334-235-1034.
Yes.
And your mailing address?
2293, Honorable 23, Hardaway, Alabama, 36039.
2293 County Road 23, Hardaway, Alabama 36039. Is your resident address different from number of mailing address?
It's the same.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer random generated questions.
Sabina.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer random generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or a former association to you? We have Fitzpatrick, Gasson, Madison, Aberville, or none of the above.
Fitzpatrick.
Okay, question two. Based on your background, in what county is 407 Minuteman Gardens? We have Shelton, Conecuh, Lawrence, Winston, or I have never been associated with this address.
Never been associated with that one.
Okay, question two. Which of the following cities has a criminal reform association to you? We have Tuskegee, Opelika, Hoover, Dothan, or none of the above.
Tuskegee.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification instead of a trade readjustment allowance?
No.
And when was the last day you worked?
July 13th. Wait, July 11th.
July 11th,
2022? Yes, I went to the hospital because of COVID.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I can work, I think, but my heart ain't really up for it. That's why I went to the hospital for.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I work for Wayne Farms.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently arrested for attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, I could, hopefully.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension of their Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for receiving any work compensation due to a work-related injury?
When I was working, I had caught COVID and messed my heart up a little bit, my heartbeat rhythm, and I had got STD, short-term disability.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About one way, I'd say.
You'll say how much?
One way, 25.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
The lowest I took was, I'll go 15. I will get 17.
Okay, do your time work with a union?
So what?
Do your time work with a union?
I was with the union, yes.
Was that union with Wayne Farm?
Yes.
Okay. So are you still working with a union?
No.
Okay, and what was your job title?
A pack out. I was a floor person in pack out.
And you filed for Wayne's Farms, correct?
Yes.
What city and state was this work performed in?
Union Springs, Alabama.
And you said, when was your employee start date when you first started working with them?
Say it again.
Your employee start date when you first started working with them?
Oh, when I first started? I'm going to tell you an exact date on that. It was this year, though. I was there for like 3 months, and I caught COVID and it was there for a little bit.
So, April?
Yeah, we could say about April.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay from any time after your last day of work? A vacation pay, a sick pay, or a holiday pay? Have you applied for a pension or are you seeking a pension from this employer?
No.
And why are you no longer working with this company?
When I had caught COVID, I was out and I came back. I was trying to go back and they said I was no longer employed there. And they told me I had to wait about 6 months before I can apply again. So I think I have about 3.5 months later, more to go.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check without further income tax?
Yes.
Okay. We are going to give you a temporary pin. A temporary pin is $86.94.
$86.94. And what do I put that in?
You use that pin number to file your weekly certification.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process the unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim which you have finished also reserves you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log to alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption of benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims due calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification this week could result in lost benefits. And if you choose to file through the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you choose to file through telephone, the telephone number you call each week is 334-954-4094. Then let's repeat that number.
That's 2.
It's 4094.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification by telephone or internet on this week, which will be Sunday, December the 18th. Then you file every Sunday until you find a job that is full-time. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to file discretion listed could result in lost benefits. And if you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. And let me repeat that number.
Yes, please.
It's 1-800-361-4524.
All right, got it.
Okay, Mr. Adam Smith, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, I thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims. I hope you enjoy your day.
You too.